Chair. Our meeting between meetings. September 2017. Reaping what we sow. Editorial. Welcome, dear reader, to this month's share. Well, here we are in September already. Yes, I know. Where does the time go? And this month, we have a bumper crop of articles and features for you to enjoy. Yes, indeed, we have a harvested a veritable feast. Okay, enough of the agricultural talk, as I'm in danger of over-egging it. Again. And that would be rather tiresome. But on a serious note, this month there was a lack of articles and letters received at GSO. Now, we know that everything slows down during the holiday period, and that some steps and traditions are more popular than others, in respect of articles received at least. But please remember that Share is your magazine. And whilst it is edited and put together by the Share subcommittee, it should be primarily written by you. Whilst it's always nice to reprint material from the archive and give our sister publications, Roundabout and The Road Back, some page space, we would rather see these pages filled with fresh experience, strength and hope from you. Right, so why have we got a picture of we on the front cover this month then? Well, by the time this lands on your doormats, or you pick it up at a meeting, it will be harvest time. Now, the crop that you see here is in good heart, whereas an adjacent field is not. That one is wind damaged, decaying, and largely a write-off. And it was this that inspired the title. It occurred to me that if we are to thrive in our recovery, we need to nurture it, just as farmers nurture their crops and livestock. They reap what they sow, and so do we alcoholics in our recovery. The more we put in, the more we get back. And finally, it's come to my attention that July's cartoon may have caused some minor offence. So on behalf of the Share subcommittee, I apologise unreservedly if this was indeed the case, as this was never our intention. Next month, step 10. We invite articles on your experience, strength and hope. This month, we're particularly looking for those on Steps and Traditions 11 and 12 for the November and December 2017 issues. There are many AA members who are unable to go to meetings. The housebound, some single parents with children, those in the armed services, on oil rigs, in prisons or hospitals, who rely on Share for their meeting between meetings, and sometimes instead of one. Please take the time to write and share your experience, strength and hope with them. Whether you're a newcomer, old-timer, or just an ordinary member, we'd like to hear your story, just like at any other meeting. Not only that, but putting pen to paper can enhance not only your own sobriety, but that of the whole fellowship. You don't need to be a polished author. Spelling and grammar will all be amended if necessary. You can write just a few lines, or more, up to about 1,000 words, but we do not publish poetry or obituaries. So please, send your contribution, including your name and address, not for publication, to The Editor, Share, General Service Office, P.O. Box 1, 10 Toft Green, York, Y017NJ, or email aashare@gsogb.org.uk. End.